And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top United Nations court has ordered Israel to immediately halt its military offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, but stopped short of ordering a full ceasefire. While Israel is unlikely to comply with Friday's order, it will ratchet up the pressure on the increasingly isolated country. Criticism of Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza has been growing, particularly once it turned its focus to Rafah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is also under heavy pressure at home to end the war. The court rules Friday that Israel must immediately halt its military offensive in Rafah and anything else that might result in conditions that could cause a physical destruction in whole or in part of Palestinians there. Egypt says it has agreed to send UN humanitarian aid trucks through Israel's main crossing into Gaza, but it remains unclear if the aid will be able to enter the territory as fighting rages in the southern city of Rafah amid Israel's escalating offensive there. Israel's army says the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7th were recovered overnight from Gaza. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and a hostage release. Taiwan says it has put missile, naval, and land units on alert over drills China has announced around the self-governing island democracy. The defense ministry said China's irrational provocation has jeopardized regional peace and stability. China's military said it started two-day exercises surrounding Taiwan on Thursday in what it called punishment for separatist forces seeking independence and self-governed island. A new president took office in Taiwan this week, who has said he seeks